Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You understand the first day there's a little bit of anxiety, adrenaline, whatever you want to call it, but I expect us to quickly grasp the system that Lindy's going to be putting in place, and we are treating today as not day one of training camp, basically as the season starting, and you'll see a little bit of a different camp because of going to Europe and because of the new coaching staff.
Kevin Adams on camp, Lindy, and what's ahead? The Sabres will be in Europe a week from tomorrow playing Red Bull Munich. Or is that a week from tonight? They don't show it on their schedule on ESPN. Maybe I shouldn't be using ESPN. If I use the Sabres official site, they'll probably list it. Google doesn't list it either. Because it's an exhibition. Although it's an all preseason exhibition. The Sabres will play Red Bull Munich coming up on next Friday. Sorry, so a week from Friday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern time, that game will be on MSG. And what I've called a must-win. A must-win. Right? Right, Josh? Am I okay? It's a must-win against Red Bull Munich. They can't lose that hockey game.
It's got to be. I mean, if you're taking your starters to Europe and you're playing
a European team
that rookie sensations came from.
Just, you know, with everything about this team right now, everything, the mood of everybody, what they are as an organization, a franchise in the last 13 years, you can't lose to a team not in the NHL because I won't be able to take Twitter. I'll have to delete Twitter.
If that happens, the hockey relegation talks will heat up of, like, bringing relegation to the NHL.
It's okay, because they're going to make the playoffs after losing to Red Bull Munich. Fred in D.C.'s got a thought on the playoffs. What's up, Fred?
They've left themselves no margin for error. Everything has to work out perfectly. They've painted themselves into a corner. Their inability or unwillingness to address the top six or get that extra defenseman has left them in a really bad spot. So I'll listen. Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks, Fred. It's an interesting way to frame it because it's almost kind of the reverse of what I asked before the break. I asked, like, what has to happen? What has to happen for them to make the postseason? And Fred is almost bringing, like, what happens, what one thing happens that they miss? Because that probably is a longer list. If Tage Thompson does not return to being a 40-plus goal scorer, they miss the playoffs? If they don't stay healthy, obviously, if Lukanen regresses this year, they make the playoffs? If Dahlin's hurt right now, they make it? If Bo Byram is super inconsistent like he was at the end in Colorado, do they make it? If Benson doesn't take a step forward, do they make it? Like, there's maybe a longer list on that end of things.
Benson might be a little, he might have a little more runway. Just because,
because
it's
might,
his second year.
But he might be he's being asked to maybe fill a top six role. And he's going to have more pressure on him to produce offensively than I think he did, at least at the beginning of last year. Where last year, what was he on the opening night lineup? Was he 10th in the lineup in terms of responsibility to provide offense? He was behind the whole top six. He was behind Mittelstadt. He would have been behind Olofsson at the start. Whereas, like, now he's walking in like, dude, you're sixth. I got five guys. You're counted on more than half the lineup to produce offense. So, I think he'll answer the bell. Just, I think you might need him a little bit. Can you have a couple of things go wrong and still make it? You could. That's where Lindy comes in. That's where the style comes in. That's where Nate last hour mentioned, like, you got to get to overtime more often. You got to get more overtime points. Have more games where you get outplayed, that you still, you're right there because you fought it out and you got good goaltending and you blocked some shots and bam, you're in a game you didn't perform well, you're in overtime 1-1. That's a point. And those are points that they haven't had a lot of in recent years. Lindy and the Sabres taking part in practice right now. Paul's got lines up. Look at the lines. Cousins centering Quinn and Benson right now is the second line. Thompson, Tuck, and Paterka. Anyways, follow Paul along at PHAM1717 for all the updates from practice. Still no Dahlin. Dahlin has not returned to the ice. No one saw an injury from what I've seen on Twitter. He just kind of, you know, disappeared. He just kind of left after like a minute or two. So you only are left to speculate. We'll see what kind of update we get from the coach after practice, unless you have one.
Last year, though, I found the opening night lineup from last season. Zach Benson was on the right wing of Casey Mittelstadt, and on the left wing was Jordan Greenway.
Okay.
On the third line. Well, okay. The listed as the third line.
803-0550 is the phone number. The number one added player in fantasy this morning is Carson Steele, the running back from Kansas City, who, by the way, don't get confused about the Chiefs listing him as a fullback. He has really never played fullback. I looked at his college snaps this morning. Like, the guy's never really played fullback. I think they thought he could become a fullback in the NFL, but now they need him to play running back. Kansas City, undrafted guy at a UCLA. So this is a guy I maybe even talked about on the air in the preseason. Like, he was one of these preseason heroes. And now, I mean, he might be the Chiefs' starting running back. And we got into this a little bit earlier with Nate on how much the Chiefs have leaned into Pacheco is very reminiscent of what the Bills have done with James Cook. Both players lead their team in touches. That's not unnormal. That happens for running backs. But Pacheco, like, Cook being number two on the Bills in receiving yards, like, wouldn't be a giant surprise. Although, I don't even think he is right now. I think he's, like, third or fourth. Isaiah Pacheco being number two on the Chiefs, only to Rashee Rice, when it comes to targets and receptions, is a pretty big surprise, given that he's not really a pass-catching running back and never really has been. He's done, I guess, okay at that this year.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
But 34 carries in two games and all of that, eight targets, seven receptions. Where does that rank right now, by the way, in the league? It's ninth. Ninth in the NFL in carries through two games, Pacheco. James Cook is tied for 14th. So, you know, there are some similarities there in terms of the workload. They're very different types of runners. Pacheco is violent. He is physical. Cook is smooth and patient and has an extra gear that Pacheco doesn't have. Cook is like a 4-4 guy, and Pacheco is more like a 4-6 guy. So, different players, maybe similar roles. And the Chiefs are going to have to really find out if they can live without Pacheco. And they're the Chiefs. They have Mahomes. They have Rice. I don't actually even know what else they have right now. Worthy has been more of a gadget player through two games, and Kelce looks old. So, we'll see who steps up there. But they've needed Pacheco. And now, you've got an undrafted free agent behind him. And Samaje Perine, who's a veteran journeyman that got cut by Denver, couldn't make the Broncos a month ago. So I don't know. I don't know what they're going to look like. I think they'll probably be fine. But it does go to wonder, like, how would the Bills be in a similar situation? Because Cook, I think Cook is, I even want to say great. You know? Like, he was pretty good. As a prospect, he was a late second-round pick, but he just wasn't really, he didn't have a lot of workload at Georgia, which I always took as a good thing, right? I want running backs that don't have a big workload in college, because to me, I can get more out of them. They're fresher, you know, miles on the tires. Running backs can only take so many miles on the tires unless your name's Derrick Henry. So I thought it was a positive that Cook didn't have a big workload in college, but it also meant we didn't really have a big sample size of what he can do well, what he can do great. And the more I watch him, there is a player that he reminds me of that I don't know that I've heard anybody else compare him to. Let's try this as a comparison on for size, because this is me making an argument that I think Cook is better than just pretty good, that he might be one of the better running backs, maybe one of the best running backs in the AFC. Because he's fast. He's not the fastest, though.
We have an update on Dalene. He will not return to practice.
Dalene will not return to practice.
From Paul. Okay. Lindy Ruff will have more on it later.
Okay. So, Cook, he is not the fastest. He is not the strongest when it comes to breaking tackles. He also isn't even the best receiver. That was how he was sold to us when the Bills drafted him. But it is not something that he's been elite at. He's had big drop problems. And, you know, 44 catches last year. 21 the year before that. That's fine. It's pretty good. There are guys that come way above that. McCaffrey's of the world, and Breece Hall will go way above that. And Eckler, over time, has been a guy that goes way above that. So it's pretty good. What is he great at? The more I watch him, Miami, this was on display. This guy, when it comes to vision, patience, and knowing when to hit a hole, there were a couple plays against Miami where I thought, that is Le'Veon Bell stuff right there. Le'Veon Bell was a very unique type of running back. He was bigger than Cook. I don't know if I want to say faster. Like, his measurables were great, but or were pretty good, but he wasn't, again, same thing, not the fastest guy in the world. He was a little bit bigger, but Bell's forte, his number one thing, was he was gonna wait, hole opens up, shoot it. He just knew how to do that at an elite level. And I don't think Cook's as good at it as Bell is, but I see these signs of Cook when this happened in the 49-yard touchdown. That play, you know why on that play his expected chance of scoring a touchdown on that play was 0.6? Do you want to know why expected yardage on that play was 3 yards? Because Watch the playback. David Long gets lost trying to figure out which hole Cook is going to take. There are two paths Cook can take. And he does this little patient dance where he kind of hides behind a guy and he makes David Long think that he's coming through the right. And by the time Long figures out that Cook is already through the left gap, it's over. Long stumbles and just he's out of the play. And now Cook's off to the races. And it's that level of let me just abuse these linebackers that think they're going to meet me in these open holes. Come again. That is the one thing that I wonder if Cook can really turn into one of the top running backs in the league with that trait. Because I don't know how many other traits physically he has that are McCaffrey-esque or Barkley-esque or, you know, Breece Hall-esque, Jonathan Taylor. Like, he's physically not as gifted as those players. But with the ball-carrying IQ, if I could call it that, I wonder if that's the thing Cook really has. As Josh mentioned there, the update from Saber practice is that Rasmus Dahlin will not return to practice. Day one, 5 minutes in, he leaves the session, and he will not be returning. Nothing about an injury, but I think it's an assumption, right, that he got injured. All right, Saber season off and running. Come on, man. It's like, again, I can't believe this team sometimes. It's not their fault. It's just, man, Saber fans have been through the ringer. All right, timeout. Maybe we'll have a further update on Dahlin when we come back. Stay tuned. Extendo Sports, then we'll get you off to the Extra Point Show here on WGR.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.